Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a prelude to Thanksgiving Day. Thanksgiving Day is Thursday, November 26th. Thought to ponder. If you can't think of nothing for which to give thanks, you have a poor memory. I'm going to open the lines. Call in 347-637-3789 and tell me what you're thankful for. 347-637-3789. Oh, you can't think of anything for which you should give thanks? And then you have a poor memory. Did you get up this morning? November 24th? Did you get up? And did you say, oh, good morning, world, here I come? Or, good God, it's morning. What is your attitude level? On a scale of 1 to 10, what are you grateful for? What are you thankful for? Now, I know Thursday is a national day, religious significance in the United States, and so on and so forth. I'll get to that a little bit later, but I'm going to do a sidebar. You know, the Silver Fox is a retired iron worker. And we have the magazine, The Iron Worker, November. The president, Eric Dean, wrote a wonderful tribute to the veterans that deserve our thanks and appreciation. To our iron workers veterans, who we honor this November and every November, that was Veterans Day, know your service is appreciated. Those members fortunate enough to enjoy collectively bargained day off, remember the intention of the day, to honor veterans for their patriotism, love of country, and willingness to serve and sacrifice for the common good. And if you're privileged to work alongside a veteran, show them your gratitude with a simple yet meaningful thank you. Our debt to them is great. Listening to Live with Kathy. Come on, weigh in. What are you grateful for? 347-637-3789. And on page 18, helmets to hard hats. If you're looking for a job or a career, if you're looking for a career, you're in the right place. Helmets to hard hats connect quality men and women from the armed forces with promising building and construction careers. Visit helmets, H-E-L-M-E-T-S, 2-T-O, hardhats.org for more information. But I want you to take a moment today to thank the veterans. How do you do that? By sending a lobstergram, by sending them a gift certificate to a restaurant, to donating to a worthy cause that honor the veterans. So I'm going to share with you a helmets to hard hats journey from a soldier to Union iron worker. I'll just give his first name. Staff Sergeant Ronnie spent 9 years in the United States Army. He learned 3 very important skills during his service in the Army: teamwork, resourcefulness, and self-discipline. The Army emphasizes these 3 skills in order to help individuals set small goals for themselves and overcome obstacles in their way, preventing them from achieving their goals. So get your pen and pad out. Here are the 3 skills that you need to achieve your dream in your life: teamwork, resourcefulness, and self-discipline. Once his enlistment ended, Ronnie enrolled in college courses at the public university in Anchorage, Alaska. Well, he had his next three goals were to earn a college education, find a career, and start a family. But after he earned his college degree, he found it was difficult for him to find a job that he really wanted. Ronnie kept noticing an organization by the name of Helmets to Hard Hats was continuously advertising skilled trade apprenticeships on Facebook. Twitter was providing updated news and information about construction jobs and success stories regarding military people like himself finding rewarding careers in the skilled trades after they've been discharged. They go into post-trauma. And we're here to help them. Remember, they gave part of their life so you could enjoy yours. And that you need to be thankful for. Now, Ronnie found the right opportunity at Local 63 in Chicago, where he is now an apprentice working for Industrial Fence, Inc., a signatory fence contractor with Local 33. Ironwork is a perfect fit for my skill set, said Ronnie. My on-the-job training exposes me to practical job applications. Using the skill sets he learned in the Army puts me in a position to adapt a sense of team-mindedness for safety. A sense of resourcefulness to overcome the physical demands and self-discipline to make things happen. When Ronnie was asked to name three top benefits of joining the Iron Workers Union, their consortium, Ronnie said this: wage equality, gaining employment through the union provides a good wage, fringe benefits, a unionized workforce sets higher standards for health, dental, pension, and overall quality of life. Solidarity. As a union member, Ronnie's part of an international organization where each person on his left is right and right is called brother or sister. Yes. Women prevail in ironworking. IFI is a signatory contractor with Local 63 in Chicago. That's Industrial Fence, Inc. And currently employs over 50 union ironworkers. The company is owned and operated by Mike. And Mike is a U.S. Marine. And received high expensiary and commendation medals for his duty in Panama and the Persian Gulf War. When he returned to Chicago after his military service, he entered the construction industry and started Industrial Fence in 1999. Yeah. We thank Mike for his service to our country and his innovation to not only be a business owner, but to be a signatory employer as well. And we're so proud to have Brother Ronnie as a member of Local 63 and our great international union. He is another outstanding success story of Helmets to Hard Hats, transitioning quality people from the military to union iron worker. Do you want a job or do you want a career? Did you know that ironworkers offer a full spectrum of career development? Earn while you learn. Yeah. Log on www.ironworkers.org. You do have to qualify. And oh, can you imagine for 4 years, 3 to 4 years? You're earning money. while you're learning. Your health care kicks in, and so does your pension. And your pensions follow you everywhere as long as you're in ironworking. So it's a quality career for military veterans. It's a quality career for the kids that are just coming out of high school. It's a quality career if this is what the security that you want in your life. Impact, reinforce our future. Impact regional director recognized by Helmets to Hard Hats. Commit to recruiting veterans showcased by continued Helmets to Hard Hats initiative. The Impact Canadian regional director, Bert Royer, was recognized in June by Helmets to Hard Hats Canada for his dedication to helping veterans transition into the skilled trades. What are you thankful for? Who do you honor? Call in 347-637-3789. According to the Office of the Chairman of the Joint Chief of Staffs, 550 veterans leave military service each day who are potentially looking to start new quality careers and successfully transitioning back into civilian life. The commitment to safety, excellence, and working as a team are just few of the qualities the ironworkers hold in high regard and that make excellent ironworkers. As deployments end and drawdowns continue, Helmets to Hard Hats and the ironworkers will move forward in their mission to help transitioning veterans find career opportunities in the U.S. and the Canadian construction industries. Though the history of ironworkers, membership has swelled with proud veterans, as Ironworkers General President Eric Dean. Their service has not only protected nations, it helped to build them. Veterans did not just serve just one day a year. They laid their lives on the line. We remain unwavering in our support of the men and women in uniform, as well as in our commitment to provide quality career options to build our great nation, says Dean. Our program offers men and women wanting to join the building and construction industry the chance for good, fair wages with benefits while they learn. The program plays an important part in the growth and development of a safe and productive workplace. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Don't you want to be part of this exciting consortium? Of course you do. Email Kathy, studio at sbcglobal.net, and let's see what you have. What is it that you're so thankful for that you want to share with the world? I'm offering an introductory offer, one time, 10 weeks. You call me, get in touch with me, email me, and let's see if we resonate. And then I'll work with you on your commercial. And then you get a free half hour to tell your story. Let's see what you got. And yes, there is a fee, but nothing compared to what you would pay if you went to a recording studio. And I am a consummate professional. Get in touch with Kathy Studio, sbcglobal.net. Let's see what you got. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Ironworkers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for ironworkers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. Manly Men, Iron Workers, Impact. Titanics Bridging the Future, Giant Titans of Incredible Strength and Vision, coming together to create a better informed world. Live with Kathy is brought to you by PART and by Ironworkers International. They are the, I talked about it earlier. Do you want a career? Do you want a job? You want a job, go to the local store, see what you could get. But if you truly want to build your talent and be on a team that has each other's back, then consider Ironworkers, the Dom Perignon of the trades. Log on ironworkers.org. And to read more, to learn more about Impact, log on impact-net.org. And then there's a CD out, Ironworkers, a Noble Profession. We open with Aaron Copland's Fanfare to the Common Man. And then we segue into Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake, paying homage to the athleticism of the male dancer in the feminine, graceful movements of the swan. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Hoffman Estates Park District. Oh, they were the national gold winners in 2009. They stood on the podium, the gold medal for the Olympiads in Park District. Log on heparks.org and read about the 50 Plus Club. Read about all of the activities. Bored and lonely? It's your choice. heparks.org. Ah, tax man cometh and goeth. He's always here. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Greg McIntyre, our CPA. Email ahtax@ameritech.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by those of you that really embrace that looks do matter. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. The book, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. It's available only through me, self-published. 50, 60 years of research and development. Stress, toxicity, trauma, toxins, anger releases toxins into the body. You'll learn how to beautify your skin inside and out. Log on to KathyStudio@sbcglobal.net. And I shall be delighted to tell you how you can get it. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Edith Nam, author extraordinaire. She wrote a book, A Journey of Miles of Smiles and Positive Energy Power, Hope, Health, and Happiness. Or are you filled with TNT, toxic negative thinking? Don't you want to adopt the attitude of positive, powerful energy? Her book is available at Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, and Author House. Did I tell you that you're to log on to simplyageless.net, KathyWatsonSpeaks.com? And you could learn how to get all the books, click on all of the buttons, read my cover story, click on the video. But listen, I could really help that at the end of October you had more month than money. Do you ever kind of think about your own home-based business? I did when I was 25. And I created mine. And it segued into a national fashion show production entity that I produced, I directed. It was a one-woman show. I loved it. It was theater. But you know, you don't need a college. That's what your college degree. That's what you're probably thinking about. You're smart enough. And more people are becoming wealthy today starting from nothing. Home-based businesses are exploding. Get in touch with me. I want you to know that this is a way that you can fulfill your dreams, reach your goals, pay your bills. And it offers you an infinite opportunity to challenge yourself while making money. And it's a process that encourages you to believe in yourself. Did I pique your interest? Want to be your own boss? Imagine the CEO of your very own business and make it a family affair. Teach the kids. Get in touch with me. KathyStudio@sbcglobal.net. Now, once you're on my site, click on books. Nonfiction, The Heart of the Elixir of Youth, Secret of a Spring Chicken. Then scroll down to choices. Awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs. This is not out of Hollywood. We have enough local talent that could fill the oceans. You want to read the stories. You'll laugh, you'll cry. And you'll also say, well, if they did it, I could do it, and you're going to hear my story. Ah, you think that God parted the Red Sea. Don't think so. The book is available at Author House. Then scroll down to the Heart of the Lion. Ex Libris at Amazon. My trip to Africa, traversing the Serengeti and the Maasai Mara. Tom Patrick did a great job of writing the story, Rick and Felicia. Part of it is true, and part of it is fiction. It's up to you to decide which is which. Nonfiction, The Elixir, Nonfiction Choices, Nonfiction, 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life. Nonfiction, from A to Z. We got you covered. Get it through self-growth or log on to Amazon. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. What are you thankful for? It's a prelude to Thanksgiving. Now, they have declared ways. And tomorrow, I'm going to give you a plethora of ways to enjoy Thanksgiving. But to make this a little special, say grace before and after meals, expressing your gratitude for all the blessings in your life. You know, it all began with the pilgrims who came over from England in 1621. 394 years ago. The pilgrims shared a feast in the fall time, probably October of that year, with the Wampanoag Indians. I don't think I pronounced it right, but you get it. Although this was technically the first Thanksgiving, it would not become an annual holiday event until many years later. And I didn't know this. And Thanksgiving did not become a federal holiday until 1941. That is unbelievable. Not until 1941. Now, in the brief history, they talk about that it really took a long time for Thanksgiving to become an annual event. If we wanted it to be a universally accepted date and for it to be celebrated as a federal holiday. The first Thanksgiving, this is the history, goes back to 1620. Late that year, the Mayflower, a small ship for ocean crossing, left England with over 100 passengers on board. Some of them sought religious freedom in the New World, and others simply were drawn by stories of prosperity once could achieve in America. The journey to the New World lasted over 2 months. When they arrived, they found themselves well off course near the tip of Cape Cod. They'd been navigating for the Hudson River. They set up the colony at Plymouth on the other side of the bay over a month later. Oh, the settlers were ill prepared for the harsh New England winter, and by the time spring came, they were down to about half of their original complement. Oh, Thanksgiving has come a long way from humble beginnings. Thanksgiving was celebrated during the American Revolution at least once, and George Washington declared a day of Thanksgiving in 1789 to mark the end of the Revolutionary War. The holiday was celebrated by different states at different times for many years to follow. So I ask you again, what are you thankful for? What are you thankful for? It's no secret that most Thanksgiving Day traditions revolve around food. And I don't know how the turkey got to be the symbol of Thanksgiving. Wild turkeys are still quite common in many parts of the U.S., so most historians would concede that the turkey was probably on the menu. However, there were probably lots of other types of meat on the menu too, like venison and pork. What is more telling is what was missing from the first Thanksgiving. There were probably very few, if any, vegetables at the Thanksgiving feast. Today we have mashed potatoes, yams, squashes, and other veggies. But neither the pilgrims nor the Indians had a way to keep veggies fresh that were far into fall. Another major difference is the lack of desserts at the first Thanksgiving day. Dessert is a major part of the Thanksgiving meal. However, by autumn of 1621, the pilgrims were running low on sugar and probably didn't make any pumpkin pie or peach cobbler. How could they possibly know about making a pie? One of the largest changes in history of Thanksgiving during the 20th century was the inclusion of parades to celebrate it. By far the most popularized Thanksgiving Day parade is the one Macy's sponsors in New York. It features huge balloons in the shape of popular cartoon figures and other celebrities and is televised. Typically, the parade receives a huge number of viewers via television and the internet. And to all of you, what are you grateful for? Give thanks to our veterans. They gave their lives so you could live yours. Au revoir.